With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
94.7 The Wave. I'm Pat Prescott. Good morning. As promised, we got a special guest on the phone today. David Sanborn released his first solo album in 1975. It was the first of 24 of them. And since then, he's won 6 Grammy Awards. He's earned 8 gold albums, 1 platinum, and he's got an army of fans around the world. His peers are fans as well, people like Marcus Miller, Bob James. And the three of these guys made history together back in 86 with the groundbreaking album Double Vision. They're going to play the album in its entirety and tell some of the stories behind them on Sunday, August 4th at The Greek. And David joins us on the phone right now. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Pat. It's always good to talk to you. How long have we been knowing each other?
Hey, look, it's almost been 35 years for you. I've known you at least 33 of those years.
Yes.
You know, we've been together for such a long time. I'm so excited.
Right.
You know, I have seen this Double Vision show on the Smooth Jazz Cruise, and I remember saying to myself the first time I saw it, they need to take this on the road.
That's exactly what I felt when we did it. I thought, you know, I was, because a lot of that music, I had never played live.
Wow.
When we did it, we all looked at each other and said, hey, this stuff is good. And it seems to have withstood the test of time, I think, which is even more interesting to me. Because that stuff sounds great to me now. It's timeless music. And, you know, when you're in the midst of doing that stuff, you don't really realize, you know, what kind of, number one, there's no way of knowing what kind of impact it's going to have with fans. But, you know, we're saying, you know, I mean, I remember what we were doing, I was thinking, wow, this is really good, you know, and I don't know what's going to happen with it, but whatever, at least we'll know we made a great album. And we had the great producer, Tommy LaPuma. We got a great sound and we got a great, you know, group of musicians together. And then, you know, here we are, you know, 35 years later. 1986, I think, is when we did that record, 86, 87, sometime in that range. And,
yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, when it was released, it was super popular. I mean, it got so much airplay. And went on to win a Grammy in 87, Best Jazz Fusion Performance. And Al Jarreau also got nominated for his version of Since I Fell for You, which was always one of my favorites on that record.
Oh, me too. You know, and I think what's great is the album just sounds great.
It does.
You know, the sonic quality of the album is great. And I think it just stands up. It's classic. And that's, once again, Tommy LaPuma, you know, in charge of the production, who produced all those great George Benson albums and, you know, Diana Krall. And you know, so he has a very classic style. And he gave the music that kind of aura. And, you know, I think that record still stands up today. And I, you know, certainly the music does.
And you know what, too, David, the performances do as well. You know, you talk about Tommy, but you got to realize this was got to be one of the best rhythm sections ever with Marcus Miller on bass, Bob James on keyboard, Steve Gadd, Steve Gadd on drums, Paul Jackson Jr., Eric Gale, and Paulina DaCosta. Oh, and Dave Sanborn. I forgot about him.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, just Johnny come lately.
But no, seriously, the music, you know, this was high cotton. These were like the best musicians of that era.
That's funny. I'm glad you used that expression. My mother used to use that expression all the time. She'd say, David, you in some high cotton now.
That's a real Southern thing right there.
That's a Southern thing. Yep.
Tell us about your special guest for the August 4th performance.
We got Larry Braggs doing the vocals for Since I Fell for You, and he's going to do a couple of other tunes as well.
Oh, that's great.
Because we can't have him just do one tune. He's currently with the Temptations, but he took a leave of absence from them for the month of August so he could come and do this with us. And prior to the Temptations, he was with Tower of Power, and he's an incredibly gifted singer. And a great performer, but you know, it's a great show.
Yeah, the ladies love him.
Yeah, absolutely, the ladies love Larry.
So you guys are on the road all through August, and starting off the month at the Greek. Talk a little bit about the Greek Theater, which is really one of my favorite venues in LA.
Oh my gosh, it's so fantastic! It's just got a you know, talk about timeless quality. You know, that place is, it's just so classic and classy. You know, it's just, you know, you go in there, you just feel the history of the place and just the physical beauty of it. It's like you're in this this kind of, you know, on a movie set a little bit, you know. And I haven't played there. Gosh, I can't even remember the last time I played there. I think it might have been in the 90s. I don't really remember. But, you know, when I found out we were going to do the Greek, I was very excited because it's going to be so nice to be back there. It'll be a nice, cool L.A. summer night, won't it, Pat?
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. You know, this is one thing I really love about Southern California. No matter how hot it gets in the daytime, it's going to be comfortable at night. Thank goodness.
That's it. That's it. That's exactly right.
And, you know, I think another thing that adds something so special to this tour just is the enduring friendship that goes on between the three of you. Talk about being on the road with Marcus and Bob. And after so many years of so much success, so many projects done together, mm-hmm. and so much support of each other in all of your other efforts as well, this is a real friendship. You can feel that when you guys play together.
Well, I think that friendship is just, is part of what makes this so appealing to the three of us, is that we've known each other and worked together and played together for so many years, not always all three of us at the same time. And in fact, very rarely have we done it. I don't really remember a time when we've all three been together in the same room at the same time, except for doing Double Vision. I mean, we've played on each other's records, but a lot of times that's, you know, I would have come in to do an overdub on Bob's record and Marcus would have been in the rhythm section. But I think, you know, both of us have played in various, you know, configurations with the others. And, you know, what's great about it, and this seems so obvious and so kind of, you know, why would you say this? But the great thing about Bob and Marcus is that they really listen. And it feels like a conversation up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the situation, that's the ideal situation that you want with musicians that are playing with you, is that you want to feel like you're engaged in a conversation with the people on stage. And we've got the great Billy Kilson on drums, filling in ably for Steve. And, you know, I think with the four of us, it's always going to be different, a little bit different every night, because the conversation is never exactly the same. But we're going to, you know, we're pretty much going to play those tunes in general, how people remember them. And we're going to add other tunes of our own, because we can't just do an evening of those seven songs.
Right.
So we're going to add a few other tunes and you know, from each of our individual catalogs and try. But the core of the music is going to be the music from Double Vision, which is, I'm very excited about doing it. You Don't Know Me.
Mm-hmm.
And a tune called More Than Friends and Never Enough and Moon Tune and all these great songs that we have that are on this record that, like I said, we've never played before. We've never done live. Of course, Maputo.
Yes, of course.
What's funny about Maputo, you know, we had no idea. I mean, when Marcus brought that tune in, we thought, wow, that's a really great tune. And that tune, after Since I Fell for You, really took off. And it became kind of, in a way, a smooth jazz anthem.
Oh, no question.
And it became kind of the template on which a lot of the music of that genre was built. It was the starting point, the genesis of it, you know. And, you know, I think that album, along with the George Benson, Breezin,
mm-hmm.
and Al Jarreau.
And maybe was, Mr. Magic, too.
Yeah, and of course, Mr. Magic. This really, you know, formed the foundation of what later became known as smooth jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is kind of, you know, we're going back to the beginning here. And it's like, you know, and that music, all of the records that we just mentioned, stand the test of time, like Masquerade on George's album.
No question.
You know, and Mr. Magic. You know, it's interesting because I think at some point, you know, on the set, Bob has lately been doing in his current configuration kind of an updated version of Mr. Magic. And I think there's a good possibility that we may be doing a version of that on this tour.
Oh, man, so, that'd be great. You know, you talked about the fact that the three of you rarely get a chance to play together, and you really have to kind of credit that opportunity in a lot of ways to the jazz cruises that We've had the opportunity to participate. Dave, you see, you're like me. When they first started talking about these cruises, you and I were on the same page. We're not doing a cruise. We don't want to do that. But I'm going to tell you, it is a great experience, not just for the people who are fans, but I think also for the musicians because of the opportunity you guys get to do unusual and special things like this.
Yeah, and you know, we get a chance to hear each other every night. People may not realize, but we don't actually get to spend much time with each other. I'm talking about all the musicians. Mm-hmm. And so for us to be able to spend time, you know, not only listening to each other, but playing with each other and exchanging ideas, I mean, this is how the music stays alive and grows. Because I make connections on the ship that have, you know, helped grow my music. You know, I hooked up with Terrace Martin.
Oh, you know, on great. Love him.
Temporary Jazz Cruise, and I did an episode on my soon-to-be webcast, which is a Sanborn session. Mm. So I have, you know, it's kind of a stripped-down version of night music, and we had Bob on it, and we had Terrace Martin and Michael McDonald and Brian Owens and Candace Springs and all these great people, and a lot, you know, the situation with Terrace was because of the cruise, you know, and we got a chance to really hang together and talk about music and play together, and now, you know, one thing led to another. And, you know, I think it's for us as musicians, it's a chance to be, continually be revitalized, you know, by the input of new music and exchange of ideas. And it's great fun, I think, for the audience just to see this happening. You know, this is stuff that's like, you know, it's a show, yes, but it's more than that. People are able to witness things being created. And I mean, and that's a very special, you know, set of circumstances. And my hat's off to Michael Lazaroff and the Jazz Cruises for really, you know, keeping this music alive.
It's true. You know, I look at, you know, it's almost 40 years for me now in radio. And one thing I'm realizing these last couple of years is how much I still love music, and that it is at its best when it is live, when you are sitting in an audience, real musicians with real instruments on stage, communicating with each other, as you alluded to earlier. There's nothing. That's magic to me, David.
Oh, it absolutely is. And it's a situation where we feel like we could share this with the audience, and they're an essential part of it, because it's like a circuit that you establish, you know, like an electric circuit. You send this energy out, and the audience sends energy back, and it's like an exchange. And we'll play different with an audience than we will when we're just playing for ourselves. I mean, we are playing for ourselves, but we are also, you know, bringing the audience in as an active part of the process, because they help to, you know, respond emotionally to the different things that are happening. And it's just, it's so great. And I'm really looking forward to this tour, because it's going to be a chance for the three of us to play every night. We've got a fairly heavy schedule, but I'm, you know, instead of sometimes dreading that, I'm really, you know, looking forward to it. And I'm saying, how come we can't do more? Why do we have to stop? But we all have our own commitments, you know, our own individual commitments. But my hope is that we can continue to, you know, do this and periodically, because it's just, it's like a slam dunk, you know?
Well, I can tell you this, you can't be looking forward to it any more than we are here in Southern California. Double Vision Revisited, Bob James, Marcus Miller, and Dave Sanborn together, reviving some of those great memories from 1987 that have endured. Boney James also on the show. You can get your tickets at LAGreekTheater.com. And let me tell you, if you don't go to any shows this summer, August 4th at the Greek, you need to be there for this one.
You got to come. I'm taking names.
Listen, David, it's always great talking to you, and we look forward to seeing you August 4th at the Greek.
Thanks so much, Pat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.